This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. With thousands of people in lower downtown Denver for Rockies opening day, environmental groups use the opportunity to speak out against fossil fuels. CPR's Miguel Otrola reports.
Dozens of protesters gathered in front of Xcel Energy's offices just blocks away from Coors Field. They demanded Xcel close its coal-fired power plant in Pueblo, one of the largest single sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the state. David Alley is an Xcel shareholder. He's upset the plant's newest generator has been broken since January.
It probably should be closed sooner. Why spend money to fix a broken plant? So if we could close it in 2025, that would be great. But for sure, there is absolutely no reason to go beyond 2030.
The group was joined by activists from Pueblo. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Your unwanted guns can turn into gardening tools, and it all starts with a gun buyback event happening today. People can drop off guns at the Aurora Day Labor Center between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The group that converts guns into gardening tools, the nonprofit Raw Tools, says it collected and destroyed almost 200 firearms at an event last month. It's planning even more buyback events around Metro Denver this year. And fire danger is extreme along the Front Range today. Warmer temperatures, strong winds, and dry conditions means fires could get started pretty quickly. You're listening to CPR News.